Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Distributed nationally by the Gab Radio Network.
Welcome back, 23 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com, and the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. We're having a great visit with our new friend, Paul Geiger, Senior Associate Instructor of New York Speech Coaching in New York City, the author of the new book, Better Business Speech. We're talking about how to put your best foot forward, folks, when you go into the marketplace, whether you're selling, whether you're a manager, whether you're a leader of some kind, especially, this is the couch that we're using for our talk, especially if you're a public speaker. And, we talked about in the last segment, Paul, thanks again for being here, and congratulations on the book. By the way, tell us where the book's available.
Oh, the book is available in the usual outlet. That would be Barnes & Noble, online, Amazon, Walmart, Target. My publisher is doing a great job getting it out there in
all
right. Digital media.
Well, so, and good job on it, by the way. Congratulations. Folks, it's brand new, Better Business Speech by Paul Geiger, G-E-I-G-E-R, if you're Googling him. So let's talk about some more of the things that you talk about when you want to help people put their best foot forward. You, this is such an important point. You say that when you're speaking to a group, for example, don't have too many things on your plate. Try to spend no more than about three plates, right?
Yeah, exactly. Well, I think that it's pretty much the limit. I don't think anybody can eat more than three ideas in one sitting, you know, to use the food analogy.
Right, right.
We only have a certain capacity. And you brought up a point a little bit earlier about the fact that sometimes you're not given as much time as you might expect.
Right.
So what I'm about to talk about sort of dovetails on that idea, and that is you should have your three ideas sort of built into a framework or a hierarchy of ideas. If you can picture that your three ideas, the three reasons that you're giving a presentation or you're having a conversation or you're speaking to the group at a meeting, those three reasons are at your 20,000-foot level. Those bring you to what we talked about before, the bumper sticker, which is at the 40,000-foot level. And therefore, you have this theme that you can keep returning to. Everything below the 20,000-foot level is the weeds,
mm-hmm.
and I know we all know what that term
mm-hmm.
is, you know, too many detail.
Yep.
So you don't want to overstuff.
And if you're using PowerPoint presentation, you don't want to do death by PowerPoint.
No.
I use PowerPoints in my presentations. Every slide that I have stays up on the screen a maximum of 15 seconds. With two or three exceptions, Some slides stay up for three seconds, some for 15 seconds. Nothing stays up long.
No. And what a lot of people don't realize is that when you're giving a presentation, they seem to think, oh, good, I have PowerPoint, I have that to rely on. In actuality, you're in competition with your slides.
Mm-hmm.
You really have to drive the bus
mm-hmm.
because you don't want people, as you just said, Jim, you know, don't give them too much visual or they'll lose you. You're the storyteller.
Yeah.
You're the narrator. You know, you have to listen. You want your audience to listen to your narrative, your perspective. So in reality, you're kind of in competition with your slides. Don't let them lead you. You lead them.
Good point.
So your audience knows who the boss is.
One of the things you talk about in your book is breathing. This is an interesting thing. I have really never thought about breathing that much, so I'm going to learn something from you. Tell us about it.
Sure. Most people don't really think too much about breathing because it's one of those acts that we do in an involuntary
take for granted,
way.
Don't we?
No, we just breathe even when we're sleeping. We don't think about it. We're just breathing. But regulating your breath gives you the physical, what I call the physical forward momentum that you need in order to be very definitive in your delivery. Some people just do it naturally, but a lot of people neglect the fact that they are in control of that breath, and they've made an adjustment over time where they're able to speak on very little breath. And therefore, they're not able to project their voices when they need to without it sounding like they're shouting.
Mm-hmm.
They're also not able to, they finish their sentences too quickly. And we know when we listen to someone who is speaking in a definitive manner, who is speaking in a persuasive manner, they're able to change speed. They're
right.
able to change the rhythm. They're
right.
able to change the pitch.
And take a breath and let things settle for a couple of seconds.
Yeah, I mean, that's what I deliberately make all of my clients actually breathe in, hold their breath for 2 seconds, and then let the pressure build up so they understand what that is, and then have
mm-hmm.
them speak a certain verbatim.
Not to
line.
Mention the excellent oxygenation that goes on for your brain.
Oh, yeah, I say that's the bonus. You know, and most of my speech clients, when they start to tap into this, they wind up yawning quite a bit in the introductory session, and I go, no, that's a good thing.
Right,
that's your body saying, give me more of that good stuff.
I want to talk about the gestures, because this is really important. This is something, this is where you can tell a pro from an amateur in a lot of ways, isn't it?
Yeah. Really, many of my clients will come in and say, well, I don't really know what to do with my hands. I don't know, should I keep them? Is there a place that I go back to? Is there a starting point? Is there a resting place? And I tell them, no. What you're supposed to do is to allow your breathing, taking that deep breath, holding it for a moment, actually taps into the impulses that will lead to creative and supportive gesturing. And you make a good point, which is actually backed up by studies that say that over 50% of our message is conveyed through body language. Now, of course, that is facial expressions, eye
mm-hmm.
contact,
mm-hmm.
posture, but gestures are probably the most important part of that
mm-hmm.
body language. In fact, Jim, as I'm speaking to you right now on the phone, I'm standing up, I'm walking around the room.
Me too.
And I'm gesturing.
I'm doing the same thing. I do this. I've been doing it for 20 years. Hey, I need your website, Paul.
Sure. It's pretty easy. It's www.paulgeiger.com. That's G-E.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.